Amen. Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year as well to each of you. Thanking God for the opportunity to be here. And just thanking God for how he deals in our lives. Those that are around me all the time know that God is good and his mercies endure forever. Just want to thank the Lord, too. On Sunday, the Lord used Pastor Roland's message in the Sunday morning to kind of cement where my thoughts were. And then today, the Lord used Brother Jonathan, and we didn't speak about anything, and just kind of going in that same train and that same path. Amen? Amen. So let's, if I can, just so that I can calm down a little here, let's pray real quick and ask the Lord to be with us. Father, we just come before you tonight, and we thank you for your mercies, your kindness, and your goodness. Thank you for these opportunities that you've given us, Lord, which honestly none of us deserve. So we ask that your name be glorified and that you be exalted and that your name, Father, be praised and magnified through everything that is said and done. Thank you, Father, for all that you are to us and all that you do for us and all that you do through us. Your name and your kingdom and your glory is forever exalted and lifted up. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So tonight, if you would like to open your Bibles, please go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. We can have, as you guys are opening the scriptures, you definitely can have purpose in life and no direction. And you also can have a lot of direction and yet no purpose. I say that because God can call me to be a plumber, and he hasn't, but he can call me to be a plumber, and I can stand up here all night trying to be a preacher and not have fulfilled my purpose, yet have a lot of direction as to what I'm trying to do, and vice versa. God can call me to be a preacher, and I can struggle with that and want to be a plumber and find myself in the same scenario. So that is where we are going to head tonight. So if we can look in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, we're going to look at verse 5 and 6, very known verses. I'm not going to give you guys anything, Bible scriptures, that is not common or unknown to everyone, but just want to talk a little bit about where our purpose is and the direction that we need. We all need direction. You know, Pastor Roland talked about people walking with their cell phones with their face looking down. That is the funniest thing in the world to watch because they will always bump into somebody or something, and then, you know, you get a laugh out of it. And yet you see people all their lives walking the path, and even us as Christians a lot of times walking and looking and doing without any clear direction from God because we're not following his scriptures. And I think that's what the Lord is leading us. We need wisdom. We need to praise the Lord in all things, and we need to have all of that. And yet also, especially with this new year, which starts a new decade, a lot more direction. And I believe God is calling us as a church. I believe that God is directing us as a church. And I think we need to follow in that direction and not stray from it as much as we would like to. Chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So we see here clearly, as we start looking at scripture, that God has a plan. He has a direction for each and every one of our lives. And we want to develop that and understand that to be happy, to have joy, I should better say, because we can all be happy. I can get not a red, but I can get a nice black Corvette and be happy. But that's not joy. Joy comes from following the Lord and to do his will, you know, because one day somebody will scratch up my Corvette or it'll crash and then there goes my happiness. But joy is much more than that. And I have found in my life that finding God's direction, and I can't say I've gotten it all completely down packed, but seeking to find God's direction has led me to joy versus happiness. Because in our Christian walk, each and every one of us knows that we are going to have ups and downs. We're going to have trials. We'll be on the mountaintops and then we'll be in the valley low. But our joy comes from knowing that God is in control. And if we believe that God is in control, and if we say that God is in control, Scripture is telling us that we need to trust in that direction, regardless of where he has us presently. Amen. One of the things that, especially with Brother Michael Dash, we've always said, it's always good just to stand where God has you and be obedient there. And I think that's very good. If you can go with me as well to the book of Psalms and look at chapter 37. We'll look at a few passages tonight. So chapter 37, verse 23. Some of us want to, or some of us have those watches that tell you how many steps you're taking, you know, trying to get fit and trying to get slim and trim. Well, I'm not one of those. but look at what the Bible says. And this is beautiful in regards to the direction that we should be walking in the path of God. If you look at chapter 37 of the book of Psalms in verse 23, it says there, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. So you see, when we are allowing God to give us the direction and to lead us, then it says there that they are going to be ordered by the Lord, and then you will delight in that way. Amen. You look at the financial, I was talking with my brothers, you look at the financial sector, and everyone has a fiscal path for you based on your income, and they want you to, once you're done working, they want you to be okay and have money and all these things. So they'll always tell you, stay on this path, stay on this track, and by the end of your, you know, working life or history, you will be okay if you stay on my path, right? God is saying, if you want to find delight, if you want to find joy, if you want to find happiness, all of that, the Bible says here, then we have to let God order those steps. Now, it's easy to say, and it's hard to do, but the Bible says that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Amen. There's nothing in Scripture that says that we can't outside of God. When Christ is the center of our lives, all things are possible, Amen. Right? He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. But then that means that the opposite is true. In Christ, we can do all things. Amen. So let's take yet another look at that too. Let's go to Psalms 23, which most of you all would probably know by heart. And we'll look at the second and the third verse there. So Psalms chapter 23, verses 2 and 3. And he says, he maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. So one of the beauties of this as well is God is leading, right? God is leading. He's going to lead us through still waters. He's going to restore our soul, and then he's going to lead us through the path of righteousness. For what reason? For his name's sake. Right. So when we're asking God to direct our lives and we're seeking God to show us what it is that he has for us or what path he wants us to go, it's good to remember these verses because it is he alone who is going to lead us to where we need to go. And when he's leading us, now, the first time I preached here, I talked about the disciples and Jesus Christ. And they're in the boat, and then all of a sudden there's a windstorm, and they're going crazy. You know, remember that passage. And Jesus was okay sleeping in the stern, all right, on a cushion. He was okay sleeping until they came up, and what did he say? You had little faith. I'm not going to re-preach that message. But the idea is that they should have understood that God was there. And with God there, why do we fear? Amen. And a lot of times we got to get past that. You know, situations can come in our lives, and I just look at even this past year, family situations that happened in my life. We got to look past all of those turbulent waters and seek the Lord and let him guide our path. I'm not a name it and claim it person. So if you're looking for that, you're talking to the wrong guy. I'm not one of those that believe in prosperity gospels. I'm not one of those that believe in a lot of that stuff that is so prevalent today. But I do believe that I am not good enough by my own strength. I am not smart enough by my lack of wisdom, and I'm not strong enough by my incapacity to have any kind of strength outside of God. And when we allow and understand that and allow God to lead us, then regardless of how the storms may raise in my life, I'm being led by still waters, by the Almighty Creator. Amen. And that's wisdom. to understand that I can't do it and let God take control.
Amen.
Amen. So if you would also go quickly with me, let's look at the book of Isaiah, Brother Jonathan's favorite book.
Amen.
And let's go to chapter 48. And look at verse 17. And it says, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way thou shouldst go." Amen. So again, just another verse of scripture teaching us that it is God himself who's going to be leading. It is God himself who directs. And if we follow him, everything's going to be all right. Everything will always be all right as we follow him. Amen. Real quick, too, if we can. Clock is ticking. If we can go to the book of Philippians. Another famous passage here, chapter 3. I'll start in verse 12 and read to verse 15. "Now, as though I had already attained, either were yet perfect, but I follow after, that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren," and I say this in my life as well, "I count it not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I'm reaching forth unto the things which are before." What are those things before? The things that God has already placed in his life. The things that God has already placed in our lives, in my life, right? "I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." So we see Paul making that same assumption, that same acclamation. We got to keep going forward to the path that God has already laid before. And we all know Paul went through so much in his ministry, in his life, after surrendering to Christ. And yet he counted all joy. In another passage, he says, "To me, it's all nothing, like dung, if not for the high calling that I have in Christ Jesus." And then if we can go back to Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 3, where we were before. And look at verse 23. Another promise of God. And this is when we follow his commands. This is when we follow, you know, with wisdom, his commandments, and we honor him in all things, giving thanks to God and worshiping his holy name. In verse 23, it says that after we do all these things, after he guides us, you see, God is not my co-pilot, right? God is not my co-pilot. He is the pilot. I'm a passenger. You know, so when you see people say, "God is my co-pilot," I'm scared of those people because they have the wrong assumption of God and their self-view of themselves is kind of off. But when God is the pilot, when God is the one that directs us, when it is God who gives us meaning, purpose, and direction, look at what verse 23 says, Proverbs chapter 3. "Then thou shalt walk in the way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble." Amen. So these are God's promises. And when we follow those promises and we follow his leading and we go through his direction, then I know that we will have ultimate success. Success is not how much money I have in the bank, right? Because that can come and go. Success is not how nice my car is or how, you know, price tag on my clothes or however you want to measure success by the world standards. Success for us is following God's will and seeing our lives have actual meaning and actual purpose and actual direction. So 2020, we can be a church of having purpose, which we do, but also having direction, which we do here, and it is called the Bible, the Holy Word of God. So I urge you all to follow in wisdom, in understanding, in worship, but I also ask you to seek God's direction and allow him to lead your path. And I guarantee when God leads, it always ends up with safety and success. Amen. So I want to thank you all, and Pastor Roland, thank you.